Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I love you out there. Hold on to God. Trust and believe God. Have faith in Him. He will not let you down. He will not let you down. I was telling somebody the other day, He will not fail. He can't fail. It's impossible for God to fail. But believe Him and proclaim His word. Stand on His word that He will never leave you nor forsake you. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Believe these things. Believe that Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, to give you an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. Believe God on today. Let us go back to Psalms. Amen. Let us go back. Did we pray? Let us pray. Lord, thank you on today. I don't remember if we prayed or not. Lord, I thank you on today. I thank you for your word. Bless your word on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to Psalms. Psalms, we were talking about Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, of the wicked. People that don't have the spirit of God, of the living God. We can't walk in that counsel. We can't listen to all the things on the news telling us what we ought to do with our life. No, we can't look in the magazines of how the steps to a good sex life with your husband, and it's in Essence magazine and all. We got to be careful about all that. Or it's in Cosmopolitan or in Vogue. We have to stand on the word of God. How to be a good wife. The 10 steps. And it's in some, you know, the Reader. I'm not saying that those magazines don't have something in it. But it is for a particular purpose. It is not spiritual with them. Not the spirit of God. Some spirit. But I would not say it is the spirit of God. So we have to be careful about the counsel that we receive. Also, continuously going after counsel, even within the church. Be careful about constantly listening to 10, 12 different people. Go to the word of God and let God speak to you. And go in prayer. Get on your knees and ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And then get up and begin to move in the way that you believe that He shared with you. And you know what? Sometimes you feel like, oh, I don't feel like God said anything. Begin to do what you know is right according to the word. That's why you got to be in the word. To know. Let's look at Psalms 1. And He says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. What the sinners do, the perpetual practicing sinners, we can't do it. We can't go down their path. I hear the word often, trajectory. It's a very popular word. The trajectory. Well, what path, what trajectory are we speaking of? Are we speaking of the trajectory of God? What He would want? The path that He would have us go down? Think about that. What is the path that He has for us? So we don't walk in the way of sinners. People that are practicing sin. That's not of the saint. That's not us. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, the bitter ones. We had in our Sunday school this past Sunday, one of our teachers was teaching on bitterness. That's the scornful. People that are bitter, that anger, holding grudges, holding things against people. And the Bible says, by bitterness, many are defiled. They're holding things in their heart. Let God cleanse your heart. Don't hold things against people. Let it go. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. But it says in verse 2, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We have to meditate day and night. Some people say, oh, it doesn't take all that. You shouldn't have to be doing this all the time. Shouldn't have to be watching all these Christian programs. Shouldn't have to be reading your Bible all the time. This is not right. You shouldn't be doing this all the time. Live your life. Get out and do. We do get out and do. But the time is now for us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. Right now, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. This is the time when we ought to go out and do the work of the Lord. Wherever you are and what profession you are in, do the work of God. Let your light shine, that men may glorify your Father which is in heaven, and not be looking at what you're doing. Let us pay attention to the Lord and not concentrating so much on ourselves. This is a society, I said it before, that we're just doing a big U-turn. Everything leads back to us. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't lead back to us. We're a self-absorbed society, and everything around us is telling us, you know what? Hey, if it feels good, do it. Do your own thing. Knock yourself out. You know, it's all about you. All this social media and everything, we can use it for something good, but then it just has a concentration and a fixation on self if we're not careful. Let us go back to the book of John. So it says here, peace I live with you. We talked about that yesterday. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, he will leave with you. Verse 28 in John chapter 14. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, because it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince or the ruler of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. We've used the scripture before about the enemy coming to Jesus, and he tempted him in Matthew chapter 4, saying, you know, make these stones bread, cast yourself off of this building, you know, because the angels will, you know, give charge over thee, unless thou dash thy foot against a stone. Okay, he was doing all of that to tempt Jesus, but Jesus did not fall for that. And the enemy came testing, but found nothing in me. And Jesus is saying, I will not talk much with you. That's a key to us about our communication. We can't always be talking. The Bible says to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. We have to not be of man or woman of so many words. We have to do more listening than speaking. We have to have a listening ear so we can use our wisdom to discern, the wisdom of God to discern what the information is really telling us. That's why debating and constantly being defensive about particular things, even including the gospel, we need to hear, where is this person coming from? What spirit am I dealing with? What is this here? But Jesus says, I will not talk much more with you, because the prince cometh, the prince of this world, and hath nothing in me. He's coming to try me. He has nothing in me. And so I need to be very selective with my words. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Please join me as we continue in the book of John chapter 14. We are ending John chapter 14 on tomorrow. God bless.